If you drive west toward Bluff, Utah, one of the first things you'll notice will be the Navajo Twins, a set of rock formations overlooking the city. You'll drive on the mix of paved and gravel roads while admiring impressive walls of sandstone. But there's a good chance you'll miss the ongoing campaigning for town council. In the days leading up to many elections, candidates are going door-to-door, phone banking, all in hurried attempts to energize the last few voters they can get. In Bluff, candidates are going about their daily lives as desk staff, hotel owners, and lawyers, among others.
Sort of nothing happened for a few weeks because it's too small a town for you to start knocking on doors in January for June.
That's Marcia Haydenfelt, one of the candidates for mayor. Like the others, most of her campaign legwork is done. But what makes Bluff's election interesting is that it has about 260 residents, give or take.
It's interesting in a small town because that means the signs are in the yards of your friends, you know, and you go, oh, really? There cannot be any animosity in this. It's too small of a place.
And what makes it notable is that Bluff residents are about to vote in their first town council after voting, by a large margin, to incorporate in late 2017. They tried it once in the 1970s, but it faded away quick and was back to what it was before, a service area. But this time, they're serious. Brant Murray is a candidate for a 1.5-year position on the council, and one of the main voices for incorporation.
I think there's a big groundswell here to feel like that the people of Bluff should be making decisions about Bluff, try to get our town set up for the future.
The conversation for incorporation became serious a couple years ago during arguments of water rights. On one side, the Bluff Water Works. On the other, the Bluff Service Area. The issue focused on reporting water usage to the state of Utah, and a mediator drafted an agreement that would transfer rights to Bluff Water Works. However, they're an appointed staff by San Juan County instead of the elected representatives of the Bluff Service Area. That's where Ann Lepinen, a write-in candidate for Bluff Mayor, stepped in.
A group of us spun off and began meeting up here at our house to organize and figure out alternatives. And one alternative to resolving the issues of the water would be to incorporate.
After some research into incorporation, a petition was filed to the Lieutenant Governor's office and worked its way to the ballot where it passed last November. Pull the magnifying glass back a little, and many will remember Bluff on the national scale, at the heart of the Bears Ears National Monument controversy, which means Bluff gaining autonomy and tourism control, for example, has people watching. Here's Ann again.
I mean, we have obviously a lot of the environmental groups looking at Bluff, looking at the Bears Ears, litigating.
Amid all this, a rallying cry to keep Bluff, Bluff, that is, to keep it recognizable as it is now. Its current residents like Bluff because it's beautiful and because things have stayed the way they are. Here's Marcia again.
I'm hoping what they understand is that as we write our own rules, which I think is what everybody was thinking, we will write them to represent that lifestyle.
It's a balance of maintaining things that Bluff likes while leaving room for growth in tourism and protections like a dark sky designation, and that common thread of wanting to see success, which means supporting whoever wins. Here's Jennifer Davila running for a 3.5-year council seat.
I've known the people that I'm running against for 25 years or so, and it's like, well, I don't want you to hate me. it's been interesting.
But for now, it's about the little things, like Marcia admiring her husband's homemade sign that says, quote, she will work really hard for everyone as Bluff mayor. Or Ann Lepinen, that's L-E-P-P-A-N-E-N, getting the public to spell her last name correctly as a write-in candidate.
Even Finnish people have a hard time getting the A's and the E's in the right spot.
And to keep Bluff, Bluff. With KSJD News, I'm Dana Rizel.